Praise be the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship and we adore you, Lord. See, by your infinite wisdom, you put us at the end of the age to live at this time. Lord, this is the time, O Lord, that the kings and prophets decided that they should live in this time. What are you giving to them? Lord, no, they just told this thing and they were told, not unto you, but it will come at the end of the age. Now we are at the end of that age now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the honor and the privilege that you give unto us. Blessed be the name of Father. Amen. Lord, thank you for helping us to fill in our duties in the name of the Lord. Amen. Consecrated, O Lord God, daily unto the Lord. Nazarenes unto the Lord. In the word, not of the word.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Looking for the glorious appearing of our great God, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Truly, now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, pressure put upon the elect by all these, manifestation, as into, you know, that kind of cover with this system and things like that, Lord. Every saint of every generation faced it. Lord, Elijah faced it. Enoch, the acid, the Olivia, they faced them.
Amen.
But, Lord, you preserve them.
Yes.
And you perform your good pleasure.
Amen.
Of your good will to them. So shall it be in this generation too,
Amen.
Lord. As our eyes are upon the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We worship you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you are for in it. Behold, I have told you before, the Lord said, that this thing will surely be.
Yes.
Two old chapters, Luke 21, Matthew 24. Told us all these things. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to always be ready. Be ye always ready, he said.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whether you come in the first watch, maybe find the watch. Or in the second war, or the third war, or at midnight, or at cock crow, help us to be found worship, Lord.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for the testimony of our brother that we read over tonight, Lord. Talking of that arch enemy of God and man that hated to be exposed, is underneath all these things.
Yes.
Know that his time is short,
mm-hmm.
Lord, but Lord, by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost begin to expose him, to give the children of God more wisdom and to know that this is a defeated foe.
Amen.
And that we are manifesting will come globally, Father, in these last days.
Amen.
Grant it, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We continue our study, you know, of the, you know, Satan, the fall of Satan. He has sought the throne of God, but it was cast out, isn't it? So last time we had an introduction to it. So the fall of Lucifer, two chapters in the Bible, quickly describe him there. Well, Bible is at the end of time, they shall know what is couched in the originality of all beings.
Amen.
That's prophecy, isn't it?
Yes.
We are living in that age, whether we know it or not, amen?
Yes.
God is going to the elect of God, even the things, and he puts us in remembrance, that which has been revealed before, and even more as he, you know, is coming approaches. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we open our hearts. So you see, so two chapters, the story of Lucifer's self-exaltation, rebellion, and the subsequent fall is related in brief, but in clear language. First of all, in Isaiah 14, about 12 to 14, we read that quickly. You know, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground, which did weaken the nation, like we are talking tonight, weaken the nation right now. Bible says so, right from the beginning, I'll be doing it. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend to heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, he said. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, you see, he's a deceiver. He deceived himself too. Another chapter in Ezekiel 28, 13 to 17. We read that one too before we just put a few words here and there that the Lord gave. Now, Ezekiel 28, 13. Thou hast been in Eden. You see that? The garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the berry, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pies was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. It was a created being, amen. No matter what it looked like, how you think it's powerful, it's a created being. What a created being. Praise the Lord. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered it. And look at that. And I have set thee so. He didn't know that, he forgot. Mm-hmm. See? You know, he's a deceiver. He deceived his own self, you know. He forgot that he was created. And that all that glory that he had was given to him by God. He forgot all those things, you know. Now, so, thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways. For the day that thou was created, God keep on saying that to remind him that he was created, you know, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the means of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned, Bible says. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. In Bible terminology, the mountain of God means the kingdom of God, actually, really, you know. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. See? Wow. Praise God. From the midst of the stones of fire. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, verse 17. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. See? By reason of thy brightness. Mm-hmm. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that day they behold thee. Praise the Lord. See, what an exalted being. Beauty, pride, and all these things, rebellion against God. Now tonight, let's begin to talk about his thought of the throne. So his plan rather, tonight is his plan to overthrow the throne of God. Evidently, Satan must have had some reason why he planned, you know, to exalt the throne of God, or exalt his own throne above that of God. For he will hardly have attempted this kind of thing if he had not believed that he will succeed. See, he thinks he will succeed. As vice regent, we know that God has given Lucifer the power and authority over his creation. The Lord did that in his own manifold wisdom. It was Lucifer's responsibility, before he was become Lucifer, to have guarded the interest of God's kingdom, and to have been on the alert against anything that might have jeopardized the security of God's kingdom. But Lucifer betrayed the trust imposed in him, and thus became the arch traitor of all time, the arch enemy of God, the arch enemy of man, and the arch traitor to the Most High God of all time. Why? To show the extent of Lucifer's power in relation to even the most mighty of other heavenly beings. When you look at Jude, Jude 1 chapter, verse 9, to see the excess of his power above all other created beings, even no matter how mighty they are. See what the Bible says in Jude, the 9th verse, to see the excess of the power of God. The Bible says, yet Michael, the archangel, were contending with the devil. He disputed about the body of Moses. Now watch this. Even Michael does not bring against him a really accusation. That's how powerful Lucifer was, you know. Even Michael didn't bring against him a really accusation. See? But just said the Lord rebuked him. Now, this will indicate what? That Lucifer's power was superior to that of any other created being at all. That's what it really means, you know. Nevertheless, the question remains. Granted that Lucifer had power above any other created being, did he believe that his power was sufficient to successfully conduct a rebellion against God? Did he? Unless he did, like I said before, unless he believed it, how could he hope to succeed in this rebellion? How did he do that, you know? Well, we answer comes to all by study of the scriptures, you know, which will give us a clue to the answer to that question, you know. Now, here it is. God's plan has designed that the administration of his government, God's government, was to be carried out by his created beings. He purposely created beings that he delegates assignments to. That way, beside the universe, praise God. Dedication. That was the, what is the heart of the Lord. It is to be noted that when Lucifer rebelled, you know, though this event was the most crucial in all of history of the universe, God did not come down from his throne and personally engage him in battle. He didn't do it. No, he didn't do it. You know, see, a God of dedication, right? To have done so would have defeated God's purpose or plan for the governing of the universe, which is really dedication, really, you know. So what happened? We are made to understand from the scripture that the task of actual combat with Satan will involve created beings. Again, even in judging Satan, Bible says God will dedicate even that one to the created beings, you know. Thus it is written in the Bible in Revelation 12:7. What I'm saying now. And there was one in heaven, Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Where Michael is involved, we know that. But look at the angels were involved too. Yes. Praise the Lord. No delegation and so on. That is what is the heart of God in the beginning. The whole story of divine revelation reflects the fact that God controls and governs the created universe through instrumentality to his creation, you know, who are loyal. So far, as is revealed, God works in the created realm only through an agent. Yes, he does. Right from the beginning. Even that Lucifer himself, I mean, coming to the throne of God, and so that, you know, why would God put him there? Delegation. But he misused his own one. This agent that I call about may be an angel, like we see there, you know, when they were going to throw him out of the heavenlies, you know. It could be an angel that, you know, that God will use as an angel. Could be a human being. Or the Lord Jesus Christ himself, like we see Michael, where so much to say about angel so much to say about him anyway, you know. So it could be the Lord himself, the God-man himself, you know. Anyway, a few examples from the book of Acts will tell us that in Acts 5, it's all about dedication, right? Acts 5:12. By the hand of the apostles, you see that? God working by the apostles, right? And by the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. See? And they were all with one accord in Solomon's voice. To be even more exact, Apostle Paul in Acts 19:11, talking about God's dedication. I mean, right from the beginning, what he does in Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Praise the Lord. Delegation, you see, by the hand of Paul. So that, from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Even as he was going to heaven and so on, he commissioned and so on, commissioned the church, you know. And whatever in John chapter 14:12, no, he that believeth on me, the what does I do? Shall they do also? He gave us the same thing. That's the power of the church. The same standing the Lord has before the throne of God, we have the same standing as his children when we know our proper life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. That's how it is. That's how he did it. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Even many times Paul said, "Not I, but the Lord." You know, all the apostles and so on. You know, like Joseph of old, like Daniel. This thing is not in me. You know, the secret comes from the Almighty. You see, that there's God in heaven that reveals secrets. Amen. Yeah. Joseph said the same thing. You know, I mean, you know, he said interpretation belongs to God. Yeah. Can you see that all over the creation? Praise the Lord. That's where God's children fail. We are looking at ourselves. No. It is the Lord Jesus in us. Amen. Yeah. And the more we know that, brethren, the more the thing we have been praying for, you see, we become manifest. Amen. Yeah. It is Jesus Christ in us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, so what evidently is taught in the scripture is that the physical and moral defeat of Satan requires a preponderance of both physical and moral power. By that I mean much abundance of, you know, power, you know, to withstand him, you know, in both physical and moral, you know, to be at the command of those who are loyal to the Lord God Almighty. So Lucifer's act of rebellion did not diminish his power except in the moral sense, really, initially. He had been made custodian of the secrets of the universe. So he knew much, but not all. Amen. know. And now he proposed to employ this knowledge in a fearful conspiracy to dethrone God. Can you imagine? You know, of course, or to all Bible readers, Daniel chapter 10 taught us a lot of lessons about the unseen world, amen, and the working of Satan, you know. So, in the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel, you are given an enlightening glimpse of the nature of the spiritual conflict that has raged and is still raging now between the angels of God and of those of Satan, even up to today, still doing that, you know. This is one of the most revealing chapters in the whole Bible concerning the unseen world and Lucifer and things like that, you know. Now, it shows something of the nature of things transpiring in the unseen world, that chapter. Without me going to read it, because we're all familiar with that, in this instance, a prince of Satan, we learn from that chapter, of high rank, was actually able to withstand the angel of God for 21 whole days, during which time the angelic messenger was prevented from fulfilling an important mission. Delegated again, God sent that angel to Daniel the prophet and things like that, you know. This is a satanic agent, something like that, you know. 21 whole days, you know, he stood there against, you know, the angel of God. Not until reinforcement, that was a preponderance, right? Not until reinforcements in the person of Michael, the archangel, came up, while the powers of darkness forced to withdraw from their prolonged and desperate effort to frustrate the divine decree. See? You know? So, this remarkable passage of scripture in Daniel 10 obviously teaches that only when there is a preponderance of force in favor of God's faithful angels are the legions of Satan compelled to give way, really. And we are told in Daniel 10:12 of all, just that one verse, 10:12 of Daniel to 13. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were hard. What a lesson in prayer to us, amen. When praying to be delayed doesn't mean denied. Praise the Lord. You stay on your post, amen. Watching and praising God, amen. Mixing your prayer with thanksgiving. And I'm called for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me, the angelic said, and 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. So that's how that taught us a lot of things about the unseen world and the work going on between the angels of God and even the angel of Satan, the fallen angels, and things like that. Likewise, this series, by the grace of God, will take in not only Satan, talk about our fallen angels down the road. We just go as God leads us. Demons and fallen angels, we are going to get to them down the road, the Lord tarries, and so on, as we go into this series and so on. We begin with their master, the master of evil, you know. Likewise, when the power of darkness instigated the betrayal of the Lord Jesus Christ, what happened? You know, in an anticipation to destroy the Lord declared that, were he to pray the Father for aid, angelic helper will be dispatched at once to his rescue, even at that terrible time. In this case, it is noteworthy that because of the great concentration of evil forces around the Lord at that time, you know, it will require more than 12 legions, talking of preponderance, right, of power and so on, to disperse and to destroy the satanic angelic host, you know. So it does this, all to 12 legions of angels to defeat the outside power. That's in Matthew 26:53. I could read that. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Why 12 legions? That's how much probably is needed. If Christ were to, you know, to ask for that, you know, of course the Lord didn't do that, lest his mission will be foiled, right? He came to die for the nation, for all men. Christ stated death for all men. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he came to do that. So, you know, he has the power to lay down his life. He has power to take it up again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even in the end of the resurrection, this temple. What sign do you give us? Pull down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it to a personal pronoun. Praise the Lord. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Most High God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Almighty, the Kinsman Redeemer. You know, seeing that the children, are made of flesh and blood. He himself took of the thing that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. Praise the Lord Jesus. He did all those things for you and me. And now we are free. He who did not set free is free indeed from the clutches of Satan. Now, Luke 23:53. The Lord only told the people that, look, you know what? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. But this is happening now. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. That's how it was that time, you know. He could have just prevented it, you know. So that was just told them, you know. Now, Christ on the cross again was at that time accomplishing what I would call the moral defeat of the devil rather than the physical defeat. Now, so the physical defeat of Satan will come later. Well, these days, you know, it is evident that in Satan's original plan, looking into your reading between the lines, he thought to secure the allegiance of the majority of the angels of heaven. That was what he thought. And thus, he thought he'd be in a position to overwhelm those who might persist in their loyalty to the Lord God. Thus, he thought so, he would deprive God, what he thought, of the means that he had designed for controlling and governing the forces of creation. That was Satan's thought. Satan could then proceed unmolested, if he can do that, in the establishment of his own kingdom. That was the thought of his heart, from what you can read from the scriptures and so on. So the question is this: how did Lucifer hope to persuade the angels to join with him in this rebellion? How did they do it? Well, what glittering price could he offer these angels that would cause them to take such a faithful step? What did he promise them? What's your faith, you know? Perhaps we may understand fully the answer to this question. When we recognize that evil has an element of delusion in its nature all the time. Evil has an element of delusion in its nature every time. No wonder. The end of the age. 2 Thessalonians, what I'm talking about here, 2:11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You see? Now, see, evil always have an element of delusion in it. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All the time. See, evil has an element of delusion in it. Not different for this age we are living in. All the things we are talking about tonight are preparing. They are lying. It's lie, 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 and deceit, you know. So, you see, but to the debt of God, even the Lord said, if possible, would have deceived the very elect. But we thank God because of the word of the Lord we are thinking about tonight, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the everlasting covenant, and the word of God. They won't be able to deceive the very elect. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, evil is something that even the wisest and most brilliant dare not play at all with. He that will be wise, really, no? The Lord Jesus, in his statement concerning the defection of Satan, indicated that the devil deceived the angels. That is how he did it. What could he have offered them? It's deception. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. In John 8:44, the Lord said this: he, meaning the devil, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. That is what he did. That's what the trick he used. He could have been to the angels and just lied to them. See? Lucifer, being his own, believing his own lies. Can you imagine? Believing his own lies, embraced the delusion that he had foreseen everything. Thought he knew everything. he had made provision for every contingency and could not fail. That was his thought. He even deceived his own self. You know? Even today, he and his fallen angels still refuse to concede defeat. See? And they battle on in desperation. See? although the reality of their impending doom must be increasingly evident. You know, now Revelation 12:12 told us this. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So we see that right here now. Let us consider, as I begin to close here, and again, another short, it's been a short series. Don't want to take too much time, but, you know, we have to be talking about this thing. Everything that the Bible says to us, we'll be occupied with them until the Lord comes, amen?
Amen.
Now, let's now consider the reasons, I mean, the means that Lucifer used to deceive the angels. Now, by looking at the scripture as well as that, you know, Satan denied the penalty of death that will be incurred, you know, if, so the same thing, the same trick he played on Eve, meaning deception, is what he played on the angel. Deception, the same deception, you know, they say deceiver, right? Bible said, the Lord said that. So now, so you have to look at the study of how he deceived Eve, right? So Satan denied the penalty of death that will be incurred if Eve disobeyed God. God said, the day you take anything, you die, right? Right there and there, Satan shall not die. Right there. Lie right there. You know, he contradicted the word of God, you know, in that, in the book of Genesis. Foolishly, if allowed herself to be beguiled by this word, so that she was persuaded to disobey God. See? So, you see, in the book of Genesis, it sets forth all these things and so on. They say that devil can never change. It's incorrigible, amen? See? Incorrigible, can never change. Too late now, if she saw that she had been deceived. If an husband were forthwith thrust out of the garden, the Bible says why? Lest, as the record says in the Bible, they take of the tree of life and live forever in that fallen state. See? So that will be thrust out of that garden. That's in Genesis 3:22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, the Bible says. So now the thing is this. Eve was mortal and was in fear of death. But surprisingly, though the deterrence was not sufficient to keep her from disobeying God's command, even at the threat of death, wasn't sufficient to deter her from disobeying God. Can you imagine? Now, the angels are different, you see. So, but the angels were not restrained by the fear of death. That's what is able to deceive them. You know that God is able to destroy them, though, you know. So, now, unlike Adam and Eve, who were mortal, angels do not die. That was what I told in Luke 20 last week. I read it about that, 36. So, although Lucifer and his angels were thrust out of heaven after their rebellion, they nevertheless retained their power. That's the most amazing thing. See, God is the all-wise God. They still retain their power to continue their rebellion even to this day. But like the Bible says, he does feel like his time is very, very short, you know. How much more God's church will know? If his time is short, our own is even shorter, you know. Praise the Lord. Given that before his man of sin can manifest himself, the church is gone, you know. So that's the law. So anyway, so we see right there. So and moreover, previous to the fall of Lucifer and his angels, evil had never entered the universe, as far as we know or have record of. Not until Lucifer fall that did evil enter this universe, as far as record can show us. The fearful results of sin had never been visualized by the created beings of God. Though, undoubtedly, as with Adam and Eve, God had warned them of the consequences of disobedience, you know. Nevertheless, they did not have a first-hand knowledge of sin's awful consequences. And like Eve, they did not have a deep enough faith in God to rely on the absolute integrity of the word of God. It is highly probable that Satan followed the same course. We are asking, how did he do it to the angels? He followed the same course as he did Eve with Eve in the seduction of the angels. See? He That was probably the same thing. He undoubtedly painted a glowing prospect of the independence, you see, that would be there, this angel, you know, if only they broke their allegiance with God. That become independent, right, of God, right? You know, lie to them, see? And that in so doing, they will become as gods, you know? Like he said, I be like the Most High. I must have told them the same thing, you know? Be as gods, makers of their own destiny, he will tell them, maybe he told them. So each angel was thus thrust into a position of making a decision. Each of those angels were put in a place where they had to make a decision, just as every moral creature of the universe must at one time or the other make a decision, a choice as to whether their allegiance will be to God or to self. Every moral agent had to answer that question, one time or the other. Humans, in their moral reaction, are not too much different than the angels in this respect of moral agency. Well, they are spirit beings there, but in making the choice and so on, I mean, they're not much different from us and things like that, you know. But both are affected by temptations. Yes, angels are tempted too, like man are tempted. Both are free moral agents, both man and angels. So, in his present state, man is made a little lower than the angels, the Bible tells us, in this dispensation only, though. But someday, the redeemed are to be equal to the angels, and even in some respect, exalted above them. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. That inside the heart of any man, watching the Lord is out for them that love him. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Yeah, only in this age are they labeled as the angel, but in days to come they will be equal at least. But even in some respect, even exalted above the angels. Then we get to Luke 20, that says this thing, 35. But they we shall be accounted worthy to obtain that word and the resurrection from the dead. Neither marry nor are they given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels. Angels don't die, you know. And they are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now, to tell you that even the age to come, not only are we going to be equal, but even above them, the angels in some respect. In 1 Corinthians 6:3, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? So, children of God will judge angels. Praise the Lord. God says so, you know. So, he's the Almighty. So, as we need to close that tonight. So the initial success of Satan, I thought of the rebellion, I think he will succeed and so on. The decision had to be made, and it was made. One third of the angels elected to follow Lucifer. This was unspeakably tragic thing we are talking about tonight. See? However, even so great a defection was not enough to ensure the success of Satan's rebellion. Couldn't do it. Amen. He couldn't do it. See? And Lucifer was not all wise in his foresight of the future. He wasn't all wise. He's not omniscient. You know, he never was. He never will. You know, only God is omniscient. When the count was taken, the number of those that had fallen to him was short of the anticipation Lucifer had made in his miscalculation. Amen? Calculated as, oh, you take all the angels with the one over to his side. But he miscalculated, you know. So the number was far short. Only one third of the angels infected with him. So had he certainly known the outcome, it is possible, maybe we don't know what we have done, maybe we would have had a different mind and be deterred in his act of treachery. Maybe he could have done that. Actually, to thought of the angelic host, remain loyal to God and rally under the banner of the Archangel Michael, like we read before, they ejected Lucifer and the disobedient angels from heaven. Now, in closing thought tonight, see, just to call it short, we want to have them in short series, you know, showing how little this man is, we want to call him whatever he is, yeah, you know, the fallen cherub, you know. Now, was God taken by surprise by all these things? Of course not. We cannot imagine that God was taken by surprise by all of these things. God saw the wicked spirit of rebellion developing in Satan, in his heart, and it must have been a matter of indescribable grief to God. At what I say, grief in that has even created man. Amen? Praise God. Well, what he said in his word, yet, apparently, there was nothing the Lord could have done to prevent Lucifer from rebelling. He knew Lucifer, what he was doing, and prefer the gratification of self-will and self-exaltation to obedience to God. Free moral agents must not be coerced. That's the way God made the free moral agent, whether angel or man. They must not be coerced, or they cease to be free moral agents, you know. Even Joshua said to the children of Israel. You see? So, choose with this day whom you will serve. Joshua chapter 5. But I and my house will follow the Lord, amen? Always free moral agency, you know. In the days of Joshua, he was creating his ministry, you know, to the children of Israel. So he said that, and so that, you know. Anyway, so moral agents must not be coerced. Otherwise, they will not be free moral agents anymore. They must be at liberty to make their choice whether it be good or bad. God's apparent failure to take notice of the gathering rebellion evidently encouraged Lucifer to continue his plotting, thinking that God didn't know what he was doing, you know. See? He deceived his own self. He lied to his own self, really, you know. However, one thing God foreknew that the devil did not. What was it? God had known the exact extent that the rebellion would take. He knew all of those things. And he knew it would terribly disrupt his kingdom. He knew that. God knew that. Yet, nevertheless, that it will not succeed. He knew Satan will fail anyway. He knew all those things before the foundation of the world. He foreknew that Lucifer would be able to win less than a majority of the angels. God knew that. And thus, he put to be, actually, as God had, you know, seen it to be at the end. Satan, however, had cast his die. He had cast his die, you know. And the rebellion, failing to achieve success in its initial phase, resulted in the devil and his angel being forced out of heaven. What now? Now, he was irrevocably committed forever to follow the course he had chosen. That's where he is today. And his time is short, we are told. So I'm going to stop right there. We'll continue next time. Whatever, I'll pick it up somewhere. You know, it's good to see all these things. Part of the Bible, we just keep on. We see God just reveal his part of the Bible in the series. We just study it and just for our enjoyment. Knowing what is cast in the originality of all at the end of the age. Prophecy says so. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, say bless our eyes that see this thing and our ears hear this thing. As I have revealed through your prophets, oh Lord God, at the end time to us, Lord God, the things that you said that has shortly come to pass and are even coming to pass right now. What a glory, what a honor, what a blessing to us, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to never let any kind of a thing that confronts us in this world stand in the way of the glory. The Bible says, you know, even if we suffer at this time, you know, the suffering of this time cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us in the name of the Lord Jesus. But as a gallant soldier of Christ, Lord, is no man apart to be a soldier. You know, begin to guard and say we are affairs of this life, that he may please in that calling to be a soldier. We are soldiers of Christ. Help us to stand our watch. Great reward are coming, both here and hereafter. So we thank you tonight, Lord. Give us understanding of this fallen cherub, that Lord, in fact, you have bruised him under our feet in the name of Jesus. Little children, you have overcome the wicked one. The Bible says, not never to be afraid of him, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, which is the word of God, as we sang at the beginning of the service, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give unto you power, Luke 10:19, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thank you for your holy promise, Lord. So it's not to be afraid of. He's a dead dog, God. They are not kicking and wasting your time, said the Lord. Father, we worship you. Thank you to the prayer session now, Lord. We're not going to bless us even the more. Father, we worship and we adore you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. So tonight,
Brother Chat will be the Holy Spirit and so forth. As always, I'll be leading us in the prayer.